And Simon Tavkuf Ayin Hey, Sifyud Beis, the Machaber says, Ein Omrim Halal Gadol Elk Shananu Biyom Tanisam Davka. You only say Halal Gadol when the rain comes on the day that you're fasting. Avon Lo Nanu Ad Yom Shalachar Tanisam Lo. But if the rain comes after you fast, then you don't say Halal Gadol. Sifyud Gimel, Im Yardu Lahem Geshamim Belel Tanisam Kodesh Shalom Arashachar. If the rain fell at night, that you were going to fast before Arashachar, Ein Omrim Halal Gadol, you don't say Halal Gadol. The Mishnah Berurah also points out from the Mechaber, it sounds like that even the Tanios, which they would start in the evening, still the main part of the Tanis didn't start until Amud HaShachar. Just like we fast and blow shofar on not having rain, so too on any other trouble. Kagon Akam Shabal Arach Melchama Misrael. If a non-Jewish country comes to wage war against the Jewish people, Elito Mehem Maser, to take taxes, Elikach Miyadam Eretz, to take land from them, Oligzor Alayim Tzara, Filu Mitzakala, or to cause any sort of Tzara upon them, if they do any sort of Mitzah, Re'elu Misanu Masrim, Achi Ruchamu. We fast and we blow shofar until we have Rachamim, and this stops. Ocholam Shosvil Seim Misanu Aval E Masrim, all the lands around Eretz Yisrael, fast, but they don't blow shofar. Elam kein taku liskabetz lazarsam, unless they call for them to come help. Afil lo ba'u el laver derech artsam, even if the non-Jews are just passing through, shein lem lechamim em ala akam acherim, and they're going to wage war against another non-Jew, v'over ma'amakom Yisrael, but they're passing through the Jewish land, misanur masriim, we still fast and blow shofar for that. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rambam, who says it's a mitzvah saseh min haTorah to blow the shofar on any tzara which is occurring to the tzibur. And this is part of the tshuva process. So the Magen Avraham asks, how come we don't do this anymore? And even if you say that it's because there's no Tainas Tzibur in Bavel, only in Eretz Yisrael still, midoraisa, we should be blowing shofar even if we're not fasting, and the Magen Avraham leaves it as a tzarachian. So some achronim say, midoraisa, this only applies in Eretz Yisrael because the pasuk says, v'chisa v'ol melchama b'artzachem. Some say it's because even in Eretz Yisrael, it's only true when we are in charge of the land, but when we're not, we don't have authority over the land, we don't do it. And third, some poskim say that it's only when the gzeira is on the majority of the Jewish people, then you would blow shofar, but otherwise not. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's because this only applies when we have the chatzotzos that are referred to in the Torah, but we don't have the chatzotzos anymore, so therefore the mitzvah doesn't exist either anymore. Sif beis, achein ala dever. We also blow shofar and fast on dever. Nowadays, Mishnah Berurah says we don't fast even when there is dever, because it's worse for us to fast when dever exists. It'll cause more death. What is Dever? Irsha Yeshba Chamesh Meos Ragli Vyatsumena Shlosha Mason Bashlosha Yamim Ze Achazaha Reza Dever. If there are 500 people in the city and 3 people die in 3 days, that's Dever. Yatsubi Omechar Obarba Yamim Ein Ze Dever. But if it all happens in 1 day or 4 days, that's not Dever. Hayaba Elef Yatsumena Shisha Mason, 1,000 people and 6 people die, Bashlosha Yamim Ze Acharze, that is called Dever. Yatsubi Omechar Obarba Yamim, 1 day or 4 days, Ein Ze Dever. Chain Lefchi Cheshbon Ze, it always goes according to this calculation. Women and children don't count towards this, only adults, as they are the healthy ones that Dever applies to. If there's Dever in Eretz Yisrael, everyone needs to fast for Eretz Yisrael. If there is Dever in one place and people are traveling to another, both places need to fast. If there's a Dever in the pigs, we need to fast, because the innards of a pig are similar to the innards of a person. For sure, if there was Dever amongst the non-Jews, the Jews would still need to fast, because it could lead to them. We fast over walls which fall. If there were walls, healthy walls, which were not next to the river, and a lot of those walls were falling, that's a bad sign, and therefore we fast and blow shofar over that. So too, noise and wind, which blows down these walls, kills people, etc., we fast and blow shofar on that. Again, we don't really do this nowadays anymore.